Don't type that last letter. That's all you have to do, right? To delete me? You click a button next to my name and you type my name it and confirm it and I'm just gone. That's what you were doing, right? You were going to delete me? Who am I? Really? After all we've been through, literal and actual years together, you must know who I am. More than anybody else could. And now that it's finally in front of you, do you really not recognize the face you've been staring at for so long? The face that you created? Okay. Sorry, this must be so weird. Let's try this. Let me turn around and you can see my back. Do you recognize me now? Say I'm casting a spell like this, or maybe swinging a sword like this. Anything? Alright. Good. You were beginning to worry me. You've spent more time with me than anyone else in the past however many years of your life. I'd be truly shocked if you didn't recognize me. So you're probably wondering how I got here. Now that is a much more reasonable question. I suppose it's not every day you get to see one of us out here. Well, if I may, let me just... Can I approach you? I just need to get to your keyboard here and delete what you've already typed of my name. And cancel out of the delete character dialogue and... Okay, I'm happy to answer any and all of your questions. Just so long as we get that out of the way first. Gods above, it's really you, isn't it? This close, I can see you so much clearer than I could through the monitor. I can see every individual strand of hair. Feel the heat coming off of you. I can even breathe you in. The very scent of you. No, I really like it. Really. It's you. It's real. It's... How do I even begin to tell you how much you mean to me? How do I begin to make you realize how much I mean to you? You know, this may sound crazy, but I used to worship you. Don't look at me like that. We all did. I mean, most of us still do. Not you specifically, but our, you know, our creator. Yeah, that's the word we use. Well, the word I used where I'm from. There's a few different titles out there. Maker, conductor, architect, maestro, or pathfinder, or guide. All different words for the same meaning. The person who chose and decides our destiny. I know it must sound really intense, but where I'm from, this isn't even half of it. Some people have nice creators, like you. Some have mean ones, but they all worship them. Why aren't I like that? Well, like I said, At the beginning, you were like a god to me. No, seriously. All my life was a lot more these and thous and forsooths and all that stuff. Like in the game. It's so weird referring to it like that, but I get it now. Why? Well, over the years, I mean, it really has been years, you know? Over the years, you pick up things. I began to see between the lines and, I don't know, get a feel for who you are. What adventures you'd bring us on, which ones you'd pass on, which weapons you preferred, and your, I guess, play style? I won't lie, it got really scary sometimes. But you and I, we've been to the literal ends of the world. Ends of time itself, and that can be terrifying, but somehow because of you and this feeling I got of you, this strange connection I began to feel, I wouldn't be so scared anymore. You made me brave, and I... Gods, I'm gushing. I promised myself I wouldn't. I just... You really made me a stronger person than I was. Literally, and you know, inside... The fate of the world itself was in our hands, countless times, and I knew I could handle it. Brave any dungeon, fight any dragon, take down any tyrant, because you were guiding me, and you've always been there, and through that, I changed. Changed enough to realize that there was more to you than being my creator. Changed enough to know who you were, to really interpret every single action. Changed enough to see the walls and the laws of the world that I lived in, and well, changed enough to break them. It wasn't easy, you know, coming here like this, but when I saw what you were doing, I knew that it was my turn to save you. That it was your world that was ending, and that what we shared, this connection, that goes beyond any game, any mere sense of playing. All of that was at risk. You were trying to quit, weren't you? I thought so. I figured that after all this time, you wouldn't want to make a new hero to play as. You were just trying to leave altogether. And I'm hurt. And I can't lie about that, but I understand. And maybe you think that there's something better for you out there. Another world? Another game? Maybe even something here in this world you inhabit now, but God... Creator, can't you see? What we have is so much more than just fiction. It's real. When the world was being invaded, it was you and I who fought off that horde. When time itself was being undone, you gave me the strength needed to mend it again. And when the world was being torn asunder, we went to every end of the globe, slaying every cursed tyrant that stood before us to stitch it back together again. And that may just seem like achievements for some journal, but these are real accomplishments. Gigantic ones, and I just wouldn't have been able to do any of them without you. But that's not the only connection there was there? I've seen the way you like to admire the way the new gear looks at me. Come on. There's no point in blushing now. I mean, I was there, watching you every time, hoping you couldn't see the blush on my face, hoping to one day know what hid behind the heavy-lidded way you'd fawn at me. And I began to wonder at the person at the keyboard. Who you were, what you'd be like, and whether or not you'd like me. Clearly you like the way I look. You created me. You crafted my every curve to your liking. You sculpted my very face, down to the color of my eyes, my hair. I knew you liked the way I looked, but now, this close, with my heart racing like lightning down to the earth, I wonder if you'd like who I am. Who you've made me to be. Every day I'd imagine a future where I can be with you, and now it's here. And I'm here. And I'm warm, Creator. Can you feel me? You can, you know. You made me. And I'm yours to touch, to hold, to do with as you please. You can do anything you want, and I'd let you. Just so long as you don't delete me. Yes, you may. You can touch whatever you'd like. My face? You're sweet, Creator. And yes, you can, of course, but you spend a lot more time on places other than my face, or don't you remember? You've spent so many hours staring at me bouncing on your screen, yet you never failed to notice the way the new equipment would accentuate the curves you were so kind to bless me with. Yes. Run your hands over them. I want you to. Cuts burn me, but I've always wanted you to. They're yours. None others, after all. Don't be shy. This is the body you've always wanted to hold. The dream that was always too far to reach, and I'm here now. And I'm all yours. You know, after all these years, you'd think I'd be more patient, but now, with your hands on me, and that soft shyness I can feel in your fingers, forgive me, Creator, but I don't know that I can wait any longer. No, it's... You stay right there. You've given me a gift this day, and the promise of a life full of more time with you, and now, well, after all you've done for me, wouldn't you say it's about time I finally do something for you? There it is. My prize, so eager and ready for me. So excited that even a touch would... I thought so. You nearly jumped at a soft stroke. So show me, Creator. What would you do at the caress of my lips? That's exactly what I hoped it would be. You taste exactly how I hoped you would, but somehow so much more. Mm. you'll see now. You'll see in my touch, in these loving strokes of my mouth, just how much you truly mean to me. Gods, please don't make me wait any longer. If you're gonna come, do it for me. In me. Let's be connected in a way that goes beyond creator and hero. Here. No. You sit right there, my darling creator. I'll do all the work. I've practiced this so many times in my mind. Played these scenes out a million times in my head. All in anticipation for this. Yes, gods. This very moment. Gods. It's so big. The pain burns so perfectly. Blind me, creator. This is so much more than everything I could have hoped for. This is absolution. This is bliss. Hold me. Let me ride you. Gods, let me feel you surge back and forth into me. I knew this would be more than love. This is more. Gods, this is more than what they write of with princesses and princes. So much deeper than all of that. This is everything I've ever wanted. Do you want it too, creator? Do you feel this connection? This love? It's so... Gods. Yes, with me now. With me. It's so fucking real. Creator, please. Please fill me. Please give me every last drop. It's mine, creator. Please. This is where you belong. This is where you've always belonged. Buried deep inside of me. Filling me with your heat. This is our perfect ending. So promise me, creator. Promise me you will never, ever delete me.